Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is Thursday. It is March. It is May. May 14th. Wow, already 2015. I want to welcome you to the Mompreneurs Conference. For those of you who are listening, thank you for tuning in for a half an hour of talking about my brand new book, Pushing Mompreneurs. I gave out a couple of free copies, and I will continue to do that throughout the month of May. This is already, the second week of May. So we are talking about this book because I'm giving you some nuggets, some added on nuggets. But first of all, I wanted to ask you a critical question. This is the Mompreneurs Conference, and I wanted to get your undivided attention this morning. What or who are you thinking about in this month of May? Mother's Day has already been disappeared already quickly. It's just like any other holiday. It comes quick and it goes quick. And sometimes you just don't have enough time to celebrate it. So that's why I'm doing this the whole month of May, and I'm celebrating mothers. You know, we as people, we don't celebrate people enough. We celebrate the person, but we don't celebrate their motherhood. We don't celebrate their character. We don't celebrate the things that we do and the places that they go and how they drive us around and how they help us through certain trials and tribulations. We don't often do that. And that's why I'm here. This, I see you in the queue. I got a little feedback already. I didn't even take you off of mute yet. what was I saying? We just don't celebrate women enough. We don't celebrate them enough. We, you know, women do so much. And this morning I was thinking about my grandma, and I, you know, because it's a lot for me this year. Actually, the year is going to be in October since I have lost her, and it's been a couple of years since I lost my aunt. She died of breast cancer, and I just wanted you to understand, who are you missing this morning? Who, you know, a lot of times we go through Mother's Day and say, oh, happy Mother's Day, you know, we just go through the motion. And we don't just take the time to think about that person or that one that has passed or that one that has done a lot for us, excuse me, and is moving forward. I had to do a couple of them. But life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. I'm going to keep on saying that until you understand what I'm saying. Like, you know, the storm is not going to always pass. Sometimes you're just going to have to go through it. So as I bring on Dr. Arlene Stan, I just wanted to bring that to your attention because there's a lot of people out here today missing their mothers, their aunts, their grandmoms, you know, just like we are. And I want you to think about how you're going to reach out to them and try and make it better. Try and make it better. Dr. Arlene Spann, she's going to be sharing her story, I believe, next week, Thursday and Friday. I'm going to give her this show Thursday and Friday next week. And you should tune in. I want everyone to tune in for that as well. And then the following week, well, we might have a little surprise. I'll tune in when it's time. Dr. Arlene Spann, are you there this morning?
I am. Are you able to hear me? I heard you say you had feedback. Mic check, 1, 2.
Yeah, when you jumped on, it was like, boom. I was like, uh-oh, electricity somewhere? What's going on? Is there a shock or something? It felt like I don't know, what was it, electricity outside or something? But how are you this morning?
I am well, Jamie, down here in sunny Texas. Well, yesterday it was rainy Texas, but today it's a little sunnier.
Wow. So how long are you going to be there?
I will be here until Saturday, and then I'll be flying back to our area there in Maryland.
Wow. So it's like an hour, you're an hour behind, right?
Exactly, exactly. So we are
so
at the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're at 9 o'clock. I'm saying 8. It was really 9. Duh. I'm getting my times already mixed up. But awesome, awesome. So you're on a little vacation, right?
It's business, but I'm using it for that too. Shh, don't you tell nobody.
Uh-oh, I hope the IRS is listening. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait, is President Obama on?
Like, if anyone knows, I'm going to know it was you, Jamie.
Right.
I'm going to say, that's Jamie.
Nice to have fun. It's nice to have fun, and I'm glad you're there and you're safe. And we talked about a couple of things yesterday. Because it's sunny here, it's I don't know if it's cool where you are, but it's cooler than it was the last couple of days. But
in
Texas, it's like hot, right?
Yes, but it's kind of cool here because of the weather on yesterday and because of it being a little rainy. So the temperature was in the 60 degrees. It should go up today, however.
Yeah. It went up a little bit yesterday, but I still have my my capris and sandals on, even though it was a little cool. But it felt good. It felt real, real good. But
awesome.
We talked about, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Different part of the country, but, you know, it's still almost the same, and it's just awesome to know. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you again to this Mompreneurs Conference. We're only on here for half an hour this month. We are talking about pushing mompreneurs. Monday we talked about the P. You got to be able to push. You got to be able to push. We talked about the U. We talked about how unstoppable women are today. We talked about the S. The S is surviving the hard times. How are you going to survive and shift and take that next step? And then today, I don't know if Dr. Arlene Spann is looking at the book that I recently sent her, but I'm talking about the H today. And as I was sitting here trying to get my mind together, trying to get my thoughts together, I put in the book, Heaven or Hell. But the other word I thought about for the H is healthy. Healthy. How you know, a lot of us today, we are going through, you know, situations of health or not no health. You know, a lot of us today are going through that. Instead of, you know, yes, God is good, you know, there is a heaven or a hell, and you got to go through the trials and tribulations, you got to go before God, you got to pray, you know, you got to fast, you know, you got to go to jobs, you got to go to church, you know, you got to do all those things. But, you know, a heaven or a hell, everyone really knows, but some people just don't know. But if you don't know, email me, and I will be sure to give you a download on heaven or hell. There is a heaven, there is a God, and there is a devil. There is, you know, if you have ever read the Bible is just important to read, and it is something that you always want to stay in tune with. It is the first Bible. It is the first book that I believe everybody should be reading. You know, starting with even with the book of Genesis. I know when I started reading the book of John, but, you know, Genesis is the true beginning. So heaven or hell, some people are interested, some people are not. But the other side of my thoughts this morning was health. Some people are healthy. Some people are not. Some people are drinking sugar, 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 sugar all day, and then they have a complete crash. And some people are, you know, run around being healthy. You know, yesterday I'm always over my sister-in-law's house at a certain point of the day, and I always see this, I don't know, this is one or two guys, and they're always running. They're always getting in shape, you know. I'm like, well, gee, should I be out there too? You know, I'm always seeing people walking and exercising and getting that health in. But on the other hand, they're like, well, not like me, but other people, they just, they don't even think about health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all they think about is life. All they think about is the bills. All they think about is how can I get more money in my hand? You know, they're not even thinking about, well, how can I be more healthy this night? How can I get more of an understanding of the health side? Nobody's thinking about that. Everyone's thinking about, you know, bills, but no one's thinking about health, because if you don't have health, you don't have no wealth.
Mm.
But most people don't understand. So, Dr. Eileen Spann, what do you think about heaven or hell, but yet talking about health versus mm-hmm. no health?
Yes. You know, Jamie, in the region where I live, in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, I'm beginning to see that people truly are more health conscious. And I say that because I see various fitness centers going up. You know, I look in one area, they have a 24-hour fitness, and then there's a Mr. Fit and a fitness overnight, and I mean, Gold's Gym, and you just name it, and there are fitness centers that are popping up. So while people are becoming more health conscious physically, my concern is when I watch and I see the mental state of people concerning health. When we think about what causes people to riot, when we think about what causes people to commit suicide, when we think about what causes people to, you know, go out and just shoot up people for no reason, that's a mental mm-hmm. health situation. And that's one of the things that I've been just thinking about. What is the state of the mental health? You know, we can do all the physical stuff because we know if we run and all of those things, we're just enhancing our energy. We are enhancing so that as we age, I like to say, as others say, we're aging more gracefully because now we're mm-hmm. reducing, you know, maybe the risk of having that diabetes is lessened because you are exercising and you know, or maybe the heart disease because of you, the movement that you are making, you know, is going to be less. And so, but when you think about the mental health, because we know when you're talking about health or heaven or hell, a lot of people don't sleep. And you know, you've heard it said, entrepreneurs don't sleep and business people don't sleep and mompreneurs don't sleep. But what we need to understand for our mentality and our bodies all together, while we're sleeping, our bodies is restoring itself. So when we say mm-hmm. we don't sleep, we're hurting ourselves. And sleep mm. is important. It is vitally mm-hmm. important that we sleep so that not only is our physical health made stronger, but our mental health as well. So we want to make sure that we are getting the appropriate amount of sleep. We want to make sure that we are, and exercise is simply movement. Just go back and think about when you were a kid. And I would like for people to do this. This is Jamie's journal. So I would like for people to just take out a sheet of paper. Take that sheet mm-hmm. of paper and just divide it in half. You can fold it over and divide it in half. And put down all the things that you can remember that you did that were activities that you were active as a kid. Maybe as a kid you jumped rope. Maybe as a kid you played hopscotch. Maybe as a kid you played, what was it, hide and go seek, where you had to run to the base and all those things. Put down all those activities that you did as a kid. And now that you are an adult, on the opposite side, list the activities that you're doing. Mm.
And find out which one of those were you most active in, and then govern yourself accordingly.
So don't, in other words, if you were jumping rope when you were five and you're not doing that now, if your physical body is able to jump rope, why don't you try jumping rope today so that you are in better health? That's what the mompreneur is doing as she pushes herself. This is all about you pushing yourself. So maybe you can't do five jump ropes or jumping jacks or whatever, but at least do one. Take yourself back to the five-year-old. Look at where you are now and push yourself forward as a mompreneur so that you are letting, like Jamie just said, your health be your wealth. That's what I'm considering, even myself. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to make that list for me. While you're talking, I'm going to be making a list. Okay, Jamie? Back to you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, really, I don't really have to make a list because I got nephews. And last week, you know, we were out. You know, we were out on the grass running around. You know, I was filming them, you know, just playing, having fun on the grass. My mom was out. So it was a fun thing. You know, I was filming everybody. I wasn't really running around. But, you know, when my nephew does go out, my little nephew, I got to watch him. So that means I got to go out and I got to play when I'm, you know, sometimes I'll say, hey, let's go outside and play frisbee. I don't want to do that. Sometimes I'll say, okay, let's go out and do soccer. I don't want to do that. And then he'll come downstairs, and my other nephew, Azzy, he'll go out, and then he'll say, oh, I want to go out too. I said, I just asked if you want to go out. Oh, well, I was just playing. I was like, okay, really? So, you know, it is important, ladies and gentlemen, that you decide what is productive, what is not productive. So every day, almost every day I have them, so, you know, I'm always doing an activity with my younger nephew, you know, teaching him how to spell, teaching him how to write, you know, putting him to bed. A lot of times, you know, I'll play with him, I'll play ball, other than just sitting in the house doing nothing. Mm. You know, when my first nephew was born, you know, we used to always go outside and play ball. We used to always kick the ball. We used to always, you know, just have activity. And today, it is true. There's a lot of fitness things around here, fitness areas and stuff, buildings. But how many people are really keeping their goals and staying fit? Mm-hmm. You know, we say, oh, yeah, I'm going to the gym. Oh, yeah. But how many people are really doing it? How many people are really saying, yeah, I put down that donut today and I ate a piece of fruit. Instead of drinking that soda after going to the gym, I really got some water and put some lemon in it. Mm-hmm. How many people are saying, you know what, instead of going to Starbucks, I decided to drink a healthier coffee instead of going to Wawa or Dunkin' Donuts. I decided to drink something healthier and get that free gift that Jamie's Journal has instead of drinking that sugar all day and then going home and crashing. You know, and it's just so important. It is so important. I was watching a show yesterday, Don Colbert. I don't know if you remember him or not, but my mom watched all these shows, you know, on TBN and Daystar and all this stuff, and I decided to look at it, and he wrote a book on information. So, you know, there's a lot out there. There's a lot out there. But you just got to know what you want to control and what you don't want to control. There's a lot out there. There's a lot to do. There's a lot of stuff to put your mind into. But you got to get into the proper mindset. I guess that's what I'm saying. Make these things happen. You got to get in the proper mindset. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's learning how to dance. It's learning about dancing in the rain. Mm-hmm. How are you going to learn how to dance in your health, in the way you're trying to stay fit, you know, trying just to move forward in life. And the reason why I said The reason why I said, you know, there's a split in my mind today is because a lot of us are focusing on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're focusing on the bills. We're focusing on, I got to get to work. I got to get to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. Instead of focusing on health.
Yeah.
Because I've done it. I've done it. I've been in the corporate world since I was little, you know, doing those things. And I remember nobody was healthy while they were working. Everyone was getting the soda. Everybody was getting the bread. Everybody was thinking, oh, yeah, this is so healthy. I'm going to get the diet soda. No, that's not healthy. That is not healthy at all. You know, and you think it is, but it's really not, you know. And then you say, okay, well, I'm going to get the wheat bread instead of the regular white bread. And it's still really not healthy, you know, because I was just eating two pieces of rye toast, you know, before I got on here. It's healthy, but it's not a healthier choice. You know,
mm-hmm.
You got to eat the fruit. You got to eat the vegetables. And we gotta stay in tune with God and everything that we do. We got to stay in tune. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. So what do you think about this, Dr. Elaine Spann, with all the health? But, you know, we're still just sometimes just unproductive. What do you think
mm-hmm.
about that?
You know, you're correct, and sometimes we're unproductive because many times what you just said, we don't bring God into the equation and we don't allow him to help us. But for people who trust and believe in God, we know that he said to us that even though we're here, we're here on planet Earth, but that's not our citizenship. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we know that. But he wants us to be the best representatives that we can be of him while we're here on planet Earth. And to do that, we have to start looking at what we're doing, even from a child on up. So as a mompreneur, and I'm thinking about myself as a mom, so I'm thinking about the other moms and thinking about the state of health, you know, think about this. A while back, they talked about, you know, childhood obesity. So we start as a mom, we start our children off as a child. So as a child, our children are learning how to be obese. They are because of what we feed them, what we go to the grocery store, what we choose to take into our home, what we should choose to feed them, or if we don't take it into our home, what we're doing is taking our children and we're stopping at every fast food restaurant there is. We're giving them rancid grease is what we're putting in their bodies. We're allowing that rancid grease that you can smell a mile away before you get to the restaurant or certain places, and we're allowing that to clog their arteries. So now they are obese children. They go from the obese children into their adolescence, and they're still eating as much pizza and everything else and still clogging arteries and everything. Now they become the adult. Here you are now as a mompreneur. You have this obese child, this obese teenager, this obese young adult, and then you're wondering why they don't have the mental clarity that they should have. You're wondering why they're not moving like they should. You're wondering why they're not running and jumping and hopping and skipping. It's all because when we started them off giving them the wrong foods in the first place. We started them off because we were lazy. Yes, and I'm saying that. As a mom, we were lazy. We didn't want to cook anything. We didn't want to make the meal at home. We wanted to let somebody else make it, so we went to the fast food restaurant. So the state of our health as moms, we have to learn now how to juggle and get back to food. And call what is food, food, and stuff that's not food, call it what it is. It's just junk. And stop giving the junk to our children and treat our children as royalty and give them the best of the best when it comes to food. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. And that's why you should get the book. That's why you should get the book. Get the book. Pushing Mompreneurs. That's what it's called. You can email me. I'll give you the link. And you can get it today. You can get it today. But it's true. You know, we don't make those healthier choices because we think that we're too busy. We're too busy. And my sister-in-law does it. I think we do it at times. My mom tries to cook a home meal for them, but a lot of times it's just the world is shifting. You know, back in the day, yes, home-cooked meal, I can cook anything for them. But today we are so big on Wendy's, McDonald's, you know, Burger King. What's the quickest thing? Because we got to get to the next destination or we got to get to the next event. And it is just so important to make a healthier choice. But we are out of time. We are not out of word, ladies and gentlemen. We got more to tell you. If we could spend the next 2 hours, you know, talking your ear off, we would. But how can we get in touch with you, Dr. Elaine Spann, if we want to further the conversation?
If you want to further the conversation, you may reach me at arlenesweats@gmail.com, or you certainly may go on the website at www.arlenespannsweats.com. Back to you, James.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, because we can talk your ear off. We just don't want to give you too much value that you're like, okay, I got to go. So we want to thank you for joining us for another show. We talked about the H today, and tomorrow we're going to talk about the M. Starting with the M, starting with mompreneurs, we're going to talk about the M. So there was P-U. A-S, I was going to say H, P-U-S-H, push. We just spelled out the word push for the last couple of days. Now we're getting into the M, and tomorrow's our last day talking about this book. I'm only giving you a little nugget. I'm not giving you everything. Don't worry. So when you get the book, it's going to be a little different. But I want to thank you for joining us today, and go out and turn up your Thursday, you know. See what's out there. Turn it up. Be prepared to be on time. And enjoy your mini vacation over there in Texas. Have an awesome, awesome day. And I will see you tomorrow on Jamie's Journal at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless. And don't forget to celebrate your mothers. This Mother's Month. God bless.